Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survived an impeachment motion in the opposition-led parliament on Saturday that was prompted by his short-lived attempt to impose martial law this week after members of his party walked out on the vote. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaparin reports.
The motion failed to gain the minimum 200 votes to make it count, forcing National Assembly Speaker Woo Won-sik to declare it scrapped. Outside parliament, protesters flooded the streets demanding Yoon be gone. While he did not offer to step down, his party's leader Han Dong-hoon later said the party had decided that Yoon would resign in an orderly manner. Han told reporters that until Yoon leaves, he would be, quote, effectively excluded from his duties, and the prime minister will consult with the party to manage state affairs.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaparin. A senior UN official says talks on the Syria situation should include discussions on a UN resolution for an orderly transition of power. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's special envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, has called for urgent political talks as well-armed insurgents close in on Damascus.
I'm pleased to say that the ministers and all I'm talking to are backing this call.
Speaking to reporters of the annual Doha Forum in Qatar, Pedersen said the talks in Switzerland would discuss the implementation of a UN resolution. The one adopted in 2015 called for a Syrian-led political process, starting with the establishment of a transitional governing body. Meanwhile, on his Truth Social account, President-elect Donald Trump said he doesn't think Syria's besieged leader, Bashar Assad, deserves US support to stay in power. Trump posted in capital letters, "This is not our fight." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The drama behind the Romanian presidential election continued on Saturday. An official in the prosecutor's office, who spoke on condition of anonymity because the case is ongoing, told the Associated Press that raids on Saturday were conducted at properties linked to Bogdan Pishir, a key player behind a massive TikTok campaign that promoted Calin Georgescu, a far-right independent who took the lead in a first-round vote whose integrity has come into question. VOA's Christina Manenti has more.
Romanian prosecutors have conducted raids linked to a man suspected of illegally financing a campaign to promote Calin Georgescu's presidential run. It comes after the country's top court annulled the elections in which the far-right candidate had won the first round. The raids at three properties in the central city of Brasov were based on suspicions of voter corruption, money laundering, and cyber fraud. Prosecutors said that the funds are suspected of originating from criminal activities. Romania's constitutional court on Friday made the unprecedented decision to cancel the presidential elections and order a rerun. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
Thousands of pro-EU protesters gathered on Saturday for a 10th night of standoffs between the Georgian government and the opposition. The country has been gripped by crisis since the Georgian Dream Party, who returned to power in an October election that the opposition says was tainted by fraud, said last week it was halting European Union accession talks until 2028, abruptly freezing a long-standing national goal of EU membership that is written into Georgia's constitution. President-elect Donald Trump visits France, his first international trip since the November election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Donald Trump met privately with the president of France ahead of the reopening ceremonies for the Notre Dame Cathedral. At the Élysée Palace, French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed Donald Trump.
It's a great honor for French people. Welcome you.
The two men are resuming the relationship they established during Trump's first term.
It's an honor to be here. We had a good time together, and we had a lot of success, really great success working together on defense and offense, too.
Trump said
the world is going a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that.
This private meeting came before the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral, burned in a fire 5 years ago. First Lady Jill Biden is representing the White House at the event. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voting has officially closed in most polling centers throughout Ghana, bringing to an end the presidential and legislative elections poised to be a litmus test for democracy in a region shaken by extremist violence and coups. Some 18.7 million people are registered to vote in the West African country, which has been hit by one of the worst economic crises in a generation. Some voters and analysts, however, say the two main candidates offer little hope for change. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.